At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, what's up? CNR.
Que tal, Vatos Locos?
In for Dan Patrick, Fox Sports Radio.
Phil and Frank. But we have our own show, too, you know. Every weekday, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on Fox Sports Radio. So a shout out to the affiliates. You're missing out on the CNR goodness.
Let's go.
So thank you for hanging out with us today. And if you want a little extra CNR, well, we have a Patreon every day. But just subscribe to our podcast. For free, search Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. And if you leave a nice little review, you could win a Fox Sports Radio Nerf football just in time for the football season. So we're going to talk a little football this hour. The teams that are going to surprise you, the teams that are going to let you down. Okay, think about that. But we're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle, all electric. The feelings, all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. We're challenging you to put your thinking cap on.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Scarecrow style. Because Rich last night, hey, look, it's a slow time of the year when it comes to sports. Rich had all this time on his hands.
I mean, I watch Hard Knocks. I'm caught up on all my preseason highlights.
Oh, but
the Mets are awful.
You're right, though. Winning time, we said it, on HBO Max. Even if you hate the Lakers, such a great watch. John C. Riley to Pat Riley.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Buss. John C. Riley, thanks for watching.
Hey, he's fantastic. I said before, Jason Siegel and Adrian Brody as Westhead.
And like you said, and Hard Riley? Knocks, got to catch up on that. Plus, all these untold documentaries, Johnny Manziel, Jake Paul, they're all great. There's plenty to watch. Getting fired up for preseason football.
And by the way, if you have not done it yet, I don't know how long the promotion's going on. And again, this is no commercial because I think it's pretty expensive. I bought Sunday ticket yesterday. Danny, I'll share my password if I can. I don't know if you can do it on multiple accounts.
You have to pay extra, I believe, to be able to have more than one device.
It was, I think, $439 or $440, but $50 off now.
Yes.
So it's, if you do it now, it's $400.
Until the 19th, I believe.
Yeah, I don't do Red Zone because that, to me, I'm already a scattered knucklehead. I can't be watching Red Zone play. I like the Sunday ticket.
Red Zone,
I like,
gives you anxiety.
I like having one game on TV, one on my iPad, and then I could switch around when I like. I have my own little strategy. But, $400 seems like steep. But then when you think about 6 months of entertainment and you love football and you're so locked in every Sunday, it's not terrible. That's how I justified it to myself. I'm like, what do I care more about in the fall than football?
Well,
not much.
Not a lot going on yesterday.
Oh, but what I was going to say, if you do get Red Zone and or Sunday Ticket, they have all the highlights already loaded from all the preseason games. So if you want to play a little catch up and be like, oh, let me see what happened, you know, the first week of the preseason, each game has like the highlight section so you could sort of catch up.
Rich was catching up on a 1939 classic. That's what you were doing.
That's what I was doing last
night. And I don't blame you. I watched it recently when I was visiting the family for the holidays. You know, we watched it as a family with my kid. My kid hadn't seen it since she was really little. And it still holds the test of time. That's when you know it's a classic. It's still good. It's still magical. Today is the anniversary of The Wizard of Oz.
1939, August 15th, today, 84 years ago.
And it changed the film industry, so it was a turning point.
It was the screening, the first ever screening of The Wizard of Oz at Grauman's Chinese Theater right here in Hollywood.
So, Rich had a thought.
So last night, kids are sleeping. Wife and I, we caught up on Hard Knocks. We caught up on Only Murders in the Building. We caught up on our shows, and we saw The Wizard of Oz. We said, hey, let's start it. And then once you start it, it's an hour and 40 minutes. And you know what? It is, like Covino said, still magical. But it got me thinking. I said, let me write this down. This is a good thought for tomorrow. If you could recast The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I just casted someone right now. You want to hear it?
With athletes. Who would it be? Like, you know Mike that runs this place?
Who?
Mike, who runs this
place. Yeah, he said, this is his order. He goes, Simone Biles is Dorothy. Said he got Sean Bradley as the Scarecrow. Michael Jordan is the Tin Man because he had no heart for others. He was cold-blooded.
He took that personally.
He said the lion with no heart.
No, the lion had no courage.
I'm sorry, the lion had no courage? That would be Duran.
Roberto Duran.
No mas.
No mas.
And he said Roger Goodell would be the wizard. So we ask you, who would you cast?
Fox Sports Radio Nation, there's no wrong answers here, and there's two ways to look at it. Someone who just gives off that vibe of the character, or someone who actually has no heart, no brain, no courage.
Yeah, there are two angles.
Et cetera.
I'm thinking Nick Bosa of my 49ers. Guy's got all the heart in the world. And all the courage and all the brains. But I look at him and I say, Nick Bosa sort of has a lion vibe.
Okay.
Like,
well,
you go,
put your thinking cap on, use your brain. If you only had a brain, you'd call us now at 877-99 on Fox or hit us up at Covino and Rich. Appreciate you playing along.
Let's go to Jake in Iowa.
Jake, what's up?
What up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Who do you got in your cast of The Wizard of Oz?
I got two. I think one, just like a funny guest appearance, would be like Boban Marjanovic as the Scarecrow. I think he'd be hilarious.
That's a good Boban would be a big Scarecrow goon. That's a good one.
And then for the Lion, I think Kirk Cousins in primetime.
Oh, shots fired.
No, got no coverage.
All right. Now, here's the angle I went. I went with, and thank you very much, man. Jake, thank you. I went with the characters that sort of fit the vibe for me. Not necessarily because he had no brain, no heart, the knife, all that stuff. I said Hunter Pence because he looks like the type of guy that could play the Scarecrow. Gangly, kind of smart. He's a deep thinker, but personable. We've interviewed Hunter Pence. He has that vibe about him. Like a very nice guy. What did Dorothy say to the Scarecrow?
You're my favorite of all.
I think I'll miss you most of all.
Yeah.
You know, she had a special place in her heart for the Scarecrow. Hunter Pence, that kind of guy. Really likable dude. So Hunter Pence. For the Tin Man, you know, he's a very sincere, emotional dude, right? And you have to remember, the characters, they actually had all the attributes they didn't think they had. So I'm going, and only because he always seemed like such a nice dude. They called him the Bulldog, but he was... No, what did they call? Yeah, the Bulldog. But they, you know, to me, he was never the Bulldog. Oral Hershiser.
Yeah.
He just always seemed like such an endearing dude, very, very religious. I remember him singing on a late night talk show, like some
good
Bible
one,
song.
By the way. That's a good look.
Like Oral Hershiser, I picture him as the Tin Man, like, because he was very sincere.
Like Howdy Doody.
Yeah, and like, he's kind of goofy, like the Tin Man, but he was kind of tough in this at the same way. Hey, Tin Man was very, very emotional, but he had that axe, right? I'm going Lion because he was like, put him up, put him up. He was that kind of guy. I'm thinking, well, he looks like James Hetfield to me of Metallica, but we're focusing on athletes, right?
Yeah.
So I want to cast James Hetfield of Metallica. I think James Hetfield of Metallica is the Lion. But I'll recast it and say, I was thinking like Nate Diaz or Triple G. Triple G as the Lion because he's a fighter.
What?
And he had
Triple
courage.
Triple G?
Yes.
Yeah, the weakest casting ever.
For comic relief.
Triple G. Relief.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Put him up. Yeah. Triple G as the Lion. Yeah,
he's courage.
I have courage. I have courage. Let's go. Let's save Dorothy. So, Triple G. Because, I don't know. It's just, I like him. He's personable for comic relief. He's the Lion in my. You can't tell me. How, this is my movie I'm making. Can't wait to hear yours so I could take a steamy on it. Get this.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers as the Wizard, because there's something wizardly about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers as the Wizard?
Do you know how this guy thinks? Aaron Rodgers as the Wizard, yes. And guess what? I casted Bill Belichick as one of the angry trees.
Okay, that's a good one.
I like that. Okay.
Don't touch my apples.
Dorothy, I don't know. I was thinking Gina Carano, former UFC fighter, because she needs some acting work after being let go on The Mandalorian. Gina Carano, because she's kind of hot. I want my Dorothy to be hot. So, I don't know. Can an announcer, maybe Charlie Arnold? She works with the UFC. Charlie Arnold.
As Dorothy.
I want a hot smoke show with Dorothy.
Andy Reid has the mustache. Could he be the, who rang that bell?
Oh, Andy Reid. Andy Reid definitely operating the door of the Wizard's Palace.
Yeah, I like Andy Reid. I like
well,
that.
That's a horse of a different color.
Well, that the Wizard played all those characters. So you were essentially saying Andy Reid. Yes.
The Wizard? Oh, that's
yes,
right.
Yeah, the same
right.
guy. So you're saying that Andy Reid is all those guys.
Aaron Rodgers can't man the door.
But he's like, he's wizardly in his thinking.
He's wizardly.
Anyway, that's who I casted.
This is such a hard thing to do if you're trying to do it by the characteristic, because the look is easy. You could be like, well, that guy sort of looks like he could play the Scarecrow. But if you'd be like, oh, well, the Scarecrow's got no brain.
No.
No, it came to mind.
But the Scarecrow actually really did have a brain. I'm just making it clear.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying, like, I'm thinking of, like, Who on the surface was like, what are you doing? I'm thinking like all the things Zion Williamson did in the last year with like the
How
random
about John Morant.
John Morant. Come on, that's a good one.
I mean, here's a guy who has everything.
Stuff some straw in his shirt.
Yeah.
Scarecrow.
So that's a great one to speculate.
Then I'm thinking as far as no heart. Like, who's giving up?
Boxing fans might say Ryan Garcia, who took a shot to the ribs and didn't get up. Think about that.
Who's giving up? Who's got no heart? You could say the Mets organization.
Pick anybody on the Yankees. Yeah, yeah, the Mets.
The Mets. The Mets as an organization are playing the Tin Man. And as far as the Lion goes, someone with no courage. That's one of those that you got to think, like, what athlete do you feel like just doesn't step it up in the big moment? They don't got what it takes. Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. If there are players that come to mind on, again, the 84th anniversary of the Wizard of Oz.
Well, who are your answers?
Danny G, what you got?
You had me thinking here the whole time.
All right. For Dorothy, Sue Bird.
Oh, all right. Good one.
You might not know she's a WNBA player.
I know Sue Bird.
Okay. For the Lion, Travis Kelce. You just look good in that part.
He would, yeah.
Scarecrow, we covered that. LeBron flopping around.
I like that.
Tin Man, Derek Carr. All started in 2016. It's broke. the Wizard, Rob Manfred, MLB commissioner.
Because
he's got power, but yes. He's sort of full of it at the same time.
Exactly.
That's a good one. That's
and don't forget the little singers. Kyler Murray would lead the...
We represent the lollipop guild.
In his sports bra.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
I got to cast him in the sports bra to sing that. Oh, that's great. So I'm waiting for Riches.
I feel like we've named the ball, and I'm trying to really put together my best list of who would be Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion. I'm going by looks alone. I feel like, how much would we love just a Bartolo Colon in that Lion costume?
Yeah.
He fills out the costume. Picture him like, put it up, Poppy. He would be great.
Michael Behe. I could be here.
How do you not love Bartolo Colon? And Tin Man, I'll tell you what, I feel like it's so hard to beat Covino's answer because I look at Oral Hershiser and he looks like the Tin Man. You now have permanently, for the rest of my life, when I think Oral Hershiser.
But he was such a like a soft-spoken,
I can wilder,
heartful kind of guy, endearing kind of guy. But on the mound, yeah, he was a badass. But he was a softy pants off the mound.
Who is that stoic? Like, I feel like a Matt Ryan. I'm just trying to think of like people that are just so like bland in a way.
For who?
The Tin Man. Like that's how, but then again, it should be someone that sort of, like you said, got that gentle vibe to them.
You could stick with that answer. We're creating our own movie.
And then I started thinking outside of the sports world, if they, and by the way, the phones are all hot, so we'll zip through these in a second and move on to some football.
We'll play a little crossfire, a little bang, bang, bang.
A little boom, boom. You guys,
real quick phone call. You got 10 seconds to get caught up in the crossfire.
Like, again, Ariana Grande is going to be doing the Wicked movie, which will end up being huge. Wicked being the Broadway show that's the prequel to The Wizard of Oz is going to be a huge movie for, what, Disney in a year from now?
I mean, but, you think so, but a lot of people are hating on Ariana Grande.
Yeah, but I feel like that movie will do well. By the way, this year, movies joined the billionaire.
She's a homewrecker. Yeah, a lot of people calling her homewrecker.
Two movies joined the billionaire club this year. There's only like 50-something movies ever that made more than a billion, and Barbie and Mario made it this year. Now, if you were to cast it with like regular actors and actresses, I know he might be a little past it now, but in his prime, would there have been a better Scarecrow than Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey would have been great.
Like if they had redone The Wizard of Oz or something in the 90s or 2000s.
That would have been great. Hey,
so many fun ones. Let's go to Sean in New York. Sean, I'm drawing a blank because I feel like
you'll get caught up in the crossfire.
Yeah, let's go crossfire. We'll take all your answers. But Covino nailed it. I think Oral Hershiser.
By crossfire, we mean you got 10 seconds, bang, 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 to get to the phone call.
I sort of like the Oral Hershiser. I sort of like the Bartolo as the line. Right, what do you got, Sean? Tell me. Sean in New York. What's up, man?
Oh, hey. I was thinking that Kirk Cousins would be the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, poor Kirk.
Why? I thought everybody loved him after quarterback. Looking,
but as soon as he's put on the spot, he doesn't do too hot.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. But you know what? I think he's so forgiven and beloved now because you got to see the real side of him on quarterback on Netflix. Just seems like such a likable guy.
But what about Antonio Brown as the Scarecrow?
The Scarecrow was the most liked character.
You love AB. Business is booming. All right. I'm trying to think of someone that has no brain, Joel. Rob in Oklahoma. What's up, Rob?
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
All right. I got a couple toss-ups. So, Scarecrow, Gronk would probably be a good Scarecrow.
I think Gronk would be a good Scarecrow or Lion.
Gronk should be one of the goons that protected Dorothy. You killed the witch. Yeah, he should play one of those
Dorothy.
Guys.
Yeah, he should be the goon that's Kelsey.
You know what?
Him and Kelsey could be the people that say
Gronk and Kelsey are definitely one of those soldier guys for sure.
But I think I've got the Lion figured out. I think it's Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons
got to
be the
Lion. Oh, Ben Simmons got no heart.
Going no courage.
I'm sorry. Well, I keep saying heart for you.
Because you're a bozo. You're a Scarecrow. Rich Davis as the Scarecrow.
Thank you, Rob in Oklahoma. You the man. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much, man. 877-99 on Fox. And again, you know, we're having so much fun. I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. We're having so much fun. If we run out of time, hit us up at Covino and Rich because the show continues there.
Again, the reason we randomly are talking about The Wizard of Oz, if you're just joining us, 84 years ago today was the first screening in 1939 at Grauman's Theater in Hollywood. And hey, the rest is history. Probably,
I think
arguably the most popular movie of all time. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think so.
Like if you ask 100 people, Steve Harvey, Family Feud style, name a movie every grown adult has seen in their life. The number one answer.
Dumb and Dumber.
One of my favorites, but not the answer.
It's Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz.
I mean, do you know someone that hasn't seen The Wizard of Oz?
You know, I don't think my girlfriend has seen it. I'm dead serious. I don't think she's seen it.
I would say The Wizard of Oz and The Ten Commandments. I think those two.
I've never seen The Ten Commandments.
Rich doesn't even live by The Ten Commandments. You think he cares about that?
I live by Hulk Hogan's.
Rich is the wild
guy. I live by Hulk Hogan's demandments. Yeah. Train, say your prayers, and eat your vitamins.
That's a good one, though, Joel. I'm with you on that. It's a good one.
Tom in New York. We'll take yours, then we'll break. Tom, what's up, buddy, in New York?
We'll start off with Dorothy, Paige Spiranak.
Oh, I mean, I'm with you. Paige is quite the looker and the talent.
Well, how about Rose Namajunas as Dorothy?
The wizard's got to be Andy Reid. Somebody already called that one out.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And then the three, strictly from a physical perspective, Tin Man's going to be Derek Carr.
It's a good one.
Scarecrow, because of the flexibility, has got to be Patrick Mahomes. And then the Cowardly Lion, just because he, I don't know, not because of his personality, but Shaq. Shaq's got to be the lion.
Oh, Shaq has to be in the movie just because he's Shaq.
That's a good one. I like that. He had some good ones.
Yeah. And thank you, Tom.
He made me think of something else, too. My mind started to drift. I'm thinking of the Tin Man. I think your boy Garoppolo could play the Tin Man, maybe, just because he's charming. You know what I mean? He's got that charming vibe about him.
You know, Jimmy G painted, and he's, you know, and you're Jimmy picturing G, the silver you picture now. You're picturing the silver now because of the Raiders.
Yeah.
So Jimmy G is a handsome tin man.
He's a modern tin man, and he's silver and black. All right. So
the rest of your calls, the rest of your feedback, having some fun. CNR chilling for Dan Patrick today on Fox Sports Radio. And we are going to talk some NFL coming up in a little bit. So get your answer ready for this one. What team is going to have their fan base in tears midseason? And what is your surprise team of 2023? We'll get to all that next on Covino and Rich.
We always ask you to support our partners, but our friends at Kings Hawaiian have a special request for you. Everyone at Kings Hawaiian is heartbroken over the devastating wildfires that swept across Maui and parts of the Big Island, and they need your help.
The natural disaster has left families, victims, and first responders in desperate need of aid. So Kings Hawaiian has deep roots in Hawaii, and they're doing all they could do to support the victims and relief efforts happening on the ground. They're asking for you to donate to help all those affected get the help and funding necessary to survive this tragic event.
Oh, so sad, man.
I know. Honestly, Maui, one of the most beautiful places you've ever seen.
It's the worst. The worst story.
If you're able, Kings Hawaiian recommended a few organizations which are working directly with community relief efforts. The Maui Strong Fund, you could go to hawaiicommunityfoundation.org/Maui Strong.
Maui Food Bank. Go to MauiFoodBank.org/donate.
Operation BBQ Relief. Go to OperationBBQRelief.org.
The rebuilding process is going to be a long one, and Kings Hawaiian stands beside their ohana in Hawaii every step of the way. Thank you for your support.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
All right. And reprising the role as Toto, Snoop Dogg. Covino and Rich got DJ Joel on the ones and twos playing some old school Snoop Dogg. Because if you're listening to the podcast in the future, you don't hear the music. So what's up, future guy?
So sometimes you hear us like awkwardly talking.
Yes.
But we're talking like around the music that's not there.
That's why I got to point it out.
I know.
But thank you for hanging out with us live. Day two of the Dan Patrick Hat Trick, which means we are here tomorrow morning, Covino and Rich. Please subscribe to our podcast if you like what we do, at Covino and Rich.
And by the way, we are live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan for Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. Let's go right back to your feedback. A lot of people hitting us up in for DP on the 84th anniversary of the debut of The Wizard of Oz. On this day, in 1939, it made its debut.
And it still holds up. You can't say that for most movies.
I can't watch any movie from that time period other than The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
I'll fall asleep in a minute. Let's go to Chris in Vegas. You're on with Covino and Rich. Hey, bud.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, I just had to bring it back on the characters because no one even talked about the Wicked Witch. And my choice for that is Clinton.
Is who? Who?
Hillary.
Your phone's cutting out.
Who?
We're never going to know. Who?
I think somebody in the government scrambled his phone.
I know.
The Wicked Witch and her wicked powers.
Yeah,
because
he said Hillary Clinton.
And then all of a sudden, people cut off.
Wow.
Trying to get us cut off the air.
Is that what he said? Oh, man, that's funny.
I thought we'd get a Megan Rapinoe. So let's go to Mark in Florida. What's up, Mark?
I hope the government doesn't cut me off.
What's going on?
I got a great scarecrow for you. And, Rich, you might get this. I don't know if Camino will. I'm going to give you a quote. You tell me who this is.
Okay.
They don't think it be like it is, but it do.
Ooh.
If you Google it, you'll find out right away.
Who is it? Give it to me.
Oscar Gamble.
Oscar Gamble.
You think Rich would know that?
Never heard of him.
He gives me a little credit.
Yeah.
Gives me a little
I'm
credit.
I'm surprised you would think Rich would know that.
Anyone else? I would say.
I'm a Yankees fan.
Let's go to Mark. Was that Mark?
That was Mark.
Let's go to Brad in Oregon. Brad, Covino and Rich. What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Yeah, so you just stole my Wicked Witch. I was going to go with Rapinoe. but Dorothy, I would choose Alicia Lemon, if for no other reason than she can really fill out that blue dress.
Creepo. What else?
For the Lion, I would choose Ben Simmons.
Yep.
And Scarecrow would be Kyrie Irving. And I hope it's not too early to say, but Tin Man would have to go to DeMar Hamlin.
The heart. Hey, you know, play on words. He's okay now,
thank
right?
You. Can... Yeah, he's ready to make a household name soon. For himself for different reasons.
Why is Dorothy got to be sexy? I mean, what is going on here?
Because it's 2023, Joel.
But everybody else has got to be a character. But Dorothy,
yeah.
She's got to be sexy.
Yeah, I want people to go to the theater.
I would say Serena Williams, but she doesn't need help from a lion and a tin man. Serena Williams is like, get out of Oz in a second by yourself. Let's go to Jason in New York. What's up, Jason?
Hello, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man? Good morning.
Good. I have an all-NBA Wizard of Oz for you.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Okay. So your Tin Man is street clothes Anthony Davis. Anytime he stops moving, he rusts up and he's useless.
Well, I like his explanation.
Man, that's an old tick. He got paid.
He did get paid, though.
Your big cowardly lion looks ferocious when he does 360 dunks in practice and then cries and runs to the bench. That's Zion.
Ooh, okay.
Your scarecrow is Joel Embiid because he's the only one with no brains and sat there for that process that was never going to work. Jordan Poole is Toto because all he does is bark.
Hey, everybody on your team got paid.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this guy thought this out.
I like it.
He thought it out way more than us.
We're going to give Glenda to Becky Hammond because she hasn't done anything wrong. The fake wizard is Daryl Morey because everyone keeps falling for it. The wicked witch is Jim Dolan because he just won't go away. And Harden is Dorothy because all he does is cry that he wants to go home.
Are you on the East Coast? Where's
this guy? You know, you win, bro.
Dude, you won the game.
He's in upstate New York.
Can we give this guy a bribery ball? Give this guy a Nerf football.
You want me to hook you
up? Yeah, please. Put him on hold. He put some serious thought into that.
Jason, stay on hold. And
yes.
By the way, he mentioned Joel Embiid. The news this morning is that Embiid took all Sixers affiliation off of his social media.
Wow.
Yeah. Gotta give them knee surgeries back then.
Yeah, but that's the 2023 way of saying, wah.
Yeah, the 2023 way of saying, like, well, I'm mad at you.
Right.
Wow. So I don't know if this is going to work out. Let me, scrub you from my Insta.
Sounds like to me saying, I'm stuck.
Can I cast the horse of a different color, Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, you want Shaquille to pop his head through?
No, he's the horse of a different color. Remember the horse that changes color?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You probably never even realized it. But he's one of the only guys that has played for every color of the rainbow.
Do you ever see that meme where it's Shaq has wore every color uniform in the rainbow?
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and don't forget the purple, too. He played for all of them. Shaquille O'Neal.
People forget. I almost thought you were going like a Shannon Sharp type comparison thing, but okay.
No, you forget, though, that Shaq wore that.
He played for that many teams.
He wore that Celtics green for a second. I know Laker fans like to forget that ever happened.
Painful. Well, that was the baggiest uniform, I think, in history.
Yep. Again, crossfire. Bang, bang, bang. 10 seconds. Let's wrap this up.
To Travis in Florida. What's up, Travis?
What's up, guys? Love hearing the show. So, a couple things. One, y'all were talking about the teams that'll make their fans cry and the teams that'll outshine.
Yeah.
I think that those two teams are going to be Tampa Bay is going to make people cry because, Baker's going to get set and cut. and New Orleans is going to surprise everybody with Derek Carr.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Travis,
I like your call, but I feel like those things are not wildly crazy predictions.
I like the Saints.
No, but I'm saying, like, in my mind, like, yeah, Tampa.
No, I don't think anyone has expectations for the Buccaneers.
No,
so.
But I'm saying, like, Tampa, yeah. They won a Super Bowl a couple years ago with Tom Brady. No one's expecting them to be good.
Well, we went through the Saints schedule yesterday morning.
The Saints schedule, I think.
Cakewalk.
If we all made a team, we'd go, we'd play 500 football. Let's go.
I think I got to reset all the lines.
The answer is at Covino and Rich. We'll move on from there.
We just blew up the phone system, man.
Yeah, man.
Covino and Rich.
Every line still ringing.
Blowing up the phone system. What?
All your feedback is great. To the point where I feel like can we agree on one guy each? Which that one guy was so good with the NBA team.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah, you might want to do it per sport.
You know what? That's a fun little homework assignment. At Covino and Rich, hit us up. And some of the best answers, we'll throw some Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio Nerf footballs at you, all right? Now, coming up here on Cove and Rich, on Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, I do want to go over the one surprise team that is really going to make fans cry by November. We're talking like, I want to see the team that is a letdown of all letdowns. And then the team with very little expectation that might surprise you, that might have a little something in the tank that you don't realize.
Got to factor in all those recent moves too, though.
Today we
Dalvin
learned.
Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott. And then there's question marks that could factor into your decision making here. And we talked about that first hour. If you missed it, catch that on the podcast. We talked about the new standard in the world of running backs right here on the Covino and Rich Show.
All right, so we'll talk a little NFL. And, you know, like I said, at Covino and Rich, don't be shy. Don't play hard to get. Hit us up and let us know what you think on the anniversary of the Wizard of Oz. Who would you cast? We'll do that next, right here, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. CNR, in for Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ho!
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 Bringing the hoes on Fox Sports Radio. Meaning we're singing Double Dutch Plus.
Of course.
Again, if you're listening to the podcast, you don't hear DJ Joel with the old school hip-hop classic. Frankie Smith, right?
Fee-fi-fo-fo.
Yes. I always forget sometimes. Yes, I love that song, Double
How
Dutch Bus.
How dare you forget?
I forget, but I do love that song. Again, we're Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR, in for Dan Patrick. Please join us tomorrow. Please subscribe to our podcast. Just search Covino and Rich. And if you leave a nice review, you qualify for a bribery ball. We're bribing people. That's why we're here. Think I want to wake up early in the morning? No, but I do love saying hi to
we're
the affiliates.
We're trying to win you over so you join us in the afternoon, and the affiliates are like, oh, we need these guys on.
There's no secret behind it, and I appreciate all the feedback through a lot of people playing along at home. At Covino and Rich, Lars Hardwood said, was that a Super Fun Time reference at the top of hour two? Sure was.
Yeah.
South we're Park, having a
up?
Super Fun Time day. We do that every day.
Get that guy.
2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East, right here on Fox Sports Radio. But again, always fun to hang in for Dan Patrick. So, Rich, we got to move on. We broke the phone lines talking about the Wizard of Oz.
Broke them.
If you want to recast the movie with the athlete with no heart, no brain, no courage, the wizard, all that, you know, chime in with your answers at Covino and Rich. We'll try to pick some of the best ones. At Covino and Rich on social media, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis. And I know you want to talk football.
Of course
the
I do.
High expectations and the low expectations. There's always a surprise.
Oh, do I want to talk football? Don't be ridiculous, to quote Balki Bartakamus.
Was that a Balki Bartakamus reference?
See, yeah, we covered
all. In the
all.
Third hour?
Every dumb reference you could think of from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Well, we did have
You'll get with us.
We did have Bibi Babka's for breakfast this
that
morning.
That is true. So every year, as the experts and the amateurs point out, the playoff turnover rate. Oh, turnovers. Sounds good, too.
Apple.
The turnover of playoff teams is substantial.
Cherry.
You're talking about four division winners and three wild cards in each conference. If you do the math, you don't need to break out the old school TI-83 for this one. 14 teams make the playoffs. Every year, roughly half of those teams are new, which means there's a good six-plus teams every year that made the postseason, and the next year, their fans are like, really?
It's the parody of the NFL.
Parody.
It is.
And there's teams that are stinking like Abe Lincoln, who probably stunk because it was the 1800s. Can't imagine Abe Lincoln wearing deodorant.
Abe Lincoln the president or the vampire slayer?
Both. There's teams that are stinking, make a couple adjustments. Teams that lost a bunch of close games that you're like, oh, wow, this year the ball bounced their way. Like last year, the Vikings, every ball bounced their way. You saw it in quarterback.
And you need that in a winning team. A lot of it is heart and skill, but a lot of it is just things bouncing your way and going your way. That's part of the equation.
So when you talk about what team is going to totally break their fans' hearts. Why? And what team is going to surprise you? And maybe, oh, wait a minute. Maybe this team's got a little something. Now, I got my two. Do you want me to lead off or you want to take it away, Stevie C?
I got a feeling you're not going to like my answer, so I'll start it off and just say I think you're going to see the rise because expectations are low. If it's going to be a surprise, that means that people aren't really counting on them to do much. And I'm not hearing anything about the New York football Giants. And I think they're going to surprise some people for sure. The NFC East, obviously everybody's talking about the other teams, the Eagles, the Cowboys. And
are you crediting it to...
Just because they're the Cowboys.
Are you crediting it to the emergence of Daniel Jones? You think
the money
was warranted and you're going to see, oh, there's the reason they gave him $40 million.
You realize that these guys are getting paid. Saquon Barkley put up this big stinkeroo that he's the guy. So they're experimenting with more of a pass game, but he's also playing with incentives. He has to rush more than 1,300 yards to get another $1 million. So he's going to be like, give me the ball and pass me the ball, which he'll show you that he could be a double threat in the backfield, and I really think that the Giants are going to surprise some people. They have a tough schedule with the NFC East, and I think they're going to shake it up a little bit. So I think
I know they're always different squads, but the NFC East traditionally plays very tough against each other. And those Commanders games, which seem like that's the walk this year, like, oh, we'll just win those. Washington always plays tough against those division games. I feel like every time I think, like, Giants-Washington, it's always like a 17-13 Thursday night game or something. But again, Danny, do you think Daniel Jones, my feeling is
Daniel
that...
Daniel Jones has more athleticism, I think, than people give him credit for. I think we have this image that he's a goofy dude or whatever, and we still have that image of him. Remember when he broke away and he was sprinting?
Yeah.
He had an open field. He fell right on his face. Like, we still have that lasting impression, and he's sort of shown us that he's a better player than that with a lot of tools. I think this is his year. He puts it together. And you're going to see, again, Saquon Barkley showing people that he is, and he is saying, I'm better than Christian McCaffrey. He has a lot to prove and incentives to play for. I think the Giants,
Slow down.
Were 9-7 last year. I think they're going to win at least 12 games this year.
12?
Yeah, 12 games.
This guy's on drugs.
You asked me what the surprise would be.
How do I justify it if
they're not better than last year?
No, I want you.
I want you.
I want to write that down because that would be an amazing, if the Giants win, if they go 12-5, that would be a surprise. I think.
Well, here's the rest of my story.
Well, hold on. I think that the Giants revolve very much
obviously, around Daniel Jones. But traditionally, it's been like, yo, Saquon, the team goes by Saquon and Daniel Jones, don't mess up. If this team wants to get to the next level, it's got to be because of Daniel Jones. It's got to be because this guy's making plays and creating some...
Yeah, and he has the comfort of knowing that he's the guy and he feels like he belongs and he's earned it now and he's been in the league a few years. Now, here's why I say 12-5. I'm sticking in the division. It's a tough division. I checked the schedule. I'm sticking NFC East and I'm saying... Not that anyone was expecting them to be great, but expectations are always high for the Dallas Cowboys, and I think they're going to let you down even more so this year. I'm doing a flipperoo with the Giants and the Cowboys, meaning the Cowboys go 9-7 this year, and they just fall under pressure, and they're the team that makes you cry even more. I'm sure Stephen A. Smith would be happy to hear that. but Dallas Cowboys fans, expectations are always extremely high.
So you're doing the Eagles are in it, and but you're saying the Cowboys
are where
regress
the Cowboys were,
and the Giants and Daniel Jones tapes a big step forward.
That's my mild take of the day. Yes,
I agree with you with the Cowboys. I think they do regress.
Yeah, I don't see them getting better in any way possible.
Oh, and I also see them trading Dak.
Listen, if things don't work out, that could happen, Joel.
Pressure, question marks, all of that.
Now, Danny,
high expectations.
Danny, the obvious answer.
I disagree with you guys about the Cowboys. You know, our boy Cowherd always says, listen, if there's a lot of noise around a team, then there's some issues. If there's no noise around a team, and during the offseason, how much did you really hear about the Cowboys?
Maybe they're figuring it out.
I just think that they're going to be better than what some people are predicting right now. That's
who's
all.
Calling plays? There's a lot of factors for the Cowboys.
And by the way, remember the USA 2023 USA Today NFL projections? They had Dallas at 9-8.
Wow. And what did they have my favorite team at, the Las Vegas Raidders?
You know, Danny G, I saved it for you, 3-14.
Oh, man.
They can only be better than that.
I mean, that's the biggest disrespect in a lot of projections. But, Danny, I'm keeping them off.
Slap in the face.
I'm keeping them off because I do like the Raiders, and I think the Raiders are a 500 or better team. I don't want to use that as my they'll make the fans happy because I feel like Raiders fans should feel optimistic and forget the noise of people saying, oh, they're going to stink. Garoppolo's a winner. If Josh Jacobs, you know, signs on, they got the weapons. Devontae Adams. I like the Raiders. But I think the team that's going to surprise people, it's my most boring answer because I think this team is boring as hell. They had a sexy vibe for a couple years. It was because the team went from... You know, pretty much losing double-digit games, what seemed like our whole life. And then out of nowhere with Baker Mayfield and some hype and some, you know, some buzz, Cleveland was the hot girl in town for a minute. And then everyone forgot about Cleveland. It's like, Cleveland, I'm done with them. Deshaun Watson's off-the-field stuff made us really not care for Cleveland. It was like, oh, the Browns. Do we agree the Browns sort of faded back into obscurity? Yeah. Like the Browns went from like, oh, we want to watch the Browns, you know.
They were last in the AFC North.
They were like must-watch TV for a minute. Deshaun Watson got the big deal. All the off-field distractions, that's all behind him now. This is a full year of Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper, Marquise Goodwin. He's got some weapons. Nick Chubb on defense. You got a great pass rush with Myles Garrett, Za'Darius Smith. This team...
Yeah, there's a lot of sexy names.
This team has a pretty...
Boring team, sexy names.
Not easy, but their out-of-division schedule isn't killer. You're not playing the best division. So, I think the Cleveland Browns is a wild card and making, you know, some noise is my team that might surprise the fans in a good way because every year the Browns have expectations, they fall flat. I feel like this is the year no one cares and they might do well. Now, my letdown, oh, Danny, you're going to love this. Chiefs fans are going to love this. Bronco fans are going to love this. Raiders fans. I think he got the money, but I think the Chargers, there's something about it. Their schedule is tough. They play the Dolphins. They play at Minnesota. They play the Chiefs twice. They play at New England, at Buffalo. They play the Ravens, the Jets. Their schedule is so tricky that I feel like the Chargers have very little wiggle room to mess up, especially in a tough division and a really competitive AFC. I would not be surprised if in his first year of this big contract, you see Justin Herbert play good, and good's not enough in that AFC West. So, disappointment, Chargers, positive, Browns. And listen, all your feedback at Covino and Rich. We'll see you tomorrow in for DP again. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.